My dear faithful, today is the 11th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 4. Brethren, I make known unto you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast after what manner I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, and after that by the 11. Then he was seen by more than 500 brethren at once, of whom many remain until this present, and some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen also by me, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace in me hath not been void. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 7. At that time, Jesus, going out to the coasts of Tyre, came by Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring to him one deaf and dumb, and they besought him that he would lay his hand upon him. And taking him from the multitude apart, he put his fingers into his ears, and spitting, he touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be thou open. And immediately his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke right. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal did they publish it. And so much the more did they wonder, saying, He hath done all things well. He hath made both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. As far as the words of today's Holy Gospel. And looking up to heaven, he groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, which is, be thou opened. And immediately his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke right. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, there was once a little girl in the fourth grade of a Catholic school. She was a good student, who took very much to heart the frequent instructions and appeals which Sister gave the class on the love of God. However, there was something that was troubling her. And so one day she remained behind after class in order to speak with Sister. Shyly she approached Sister and told her that she was worried. She was worried because she felt that she did not and could not love God. The good nun looked with compassion upon her little one and then kindly gave her some prudent advice. She said, Instead of worrying about your own love for God, think about God's love for you instead. And then she instructed her, My dear little one, say over and over again to yourself, God loves me, God loves me. Keep on saying it, and then come back and see me about it tomorrow. The next day, the little girl could hardly wait to talk to Sister. And Sister noticed that throughout the day, there was an unusually happy expression on the child's face. After school, the little girl came again to talk to Sister. With excitement, she said, It was easy, Sister. I kept saying over and over again, God loves me, as you told me to do. And before I knew it, I was saying over and over again, I love you too, God. I love you too. And the best thing was, I really meant it. I really felt it. My dear friends, What a clever but effective trick Sister taught that little girl. That short little prayer saying, God loves me, over and over again, was not only a reminder of God's love, but also moved the girl to make acts of love for God in return. For in no time at all, she was saying, I love you too, God. My dear friends, we too need to remind ourselves of God's love. For there's no more powerful motive to make us lead good, holy lives and to avoid sin than God's love. And having a short vocal prayer that we pray over and over again each day is the perfect means for doing this. In fact, St. Alphonsus Liguori recommends this. For example, we too can say, God loves me. Or we could choose another prayer such as, Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, be my strength. Or Mary, my Heavenly Mother, help me to be like thee. In addition to this prayer, we could also add another short prayer telling God of our love in return. We can say with the little girl in the story, I love you too, God. Or my Jesus, I give thee my heart. We can use these short vocal prayers of love when we wake, before we go to sleep, whenever we have a spare moment throughout the day, or when we are traveling from place to place. We can say these prayers over and over again, and these will increase our love for God. We should especially use them when we face any trial, whenever we are tempted by the world, the flesh, or the devil, or when we are suffering from any worry or anxiety. For prayers that remind us of God's love will give us strength. My dear faithful, God's love for us is so great, but we often fail to think about it and to acknowledge it. One reason could be that we don't fully understand it. For our limited minds cannot grasp the infinite degree of God's love for us. Nevertheless, that is not an excuse for us not to try. For we need to keep God's love before our eyes. For it is His great love for us that will move us to love Him in return. Now in today's Gospel, we see an example of our Lord's tender love for men. That is another way to remind ourselves of God's love. In addition to praying those short vocal prayers, we take time to consider events in the life of our Lord. For example, in today's Gospel, a man is brought to our Lord who is both deaf and dumb. Our Lord receives him kindly and then takes him away from the crowd and cures him. Our Lord puts his fingers into the man's ears and touches his tongue and says, Ephphatha, which is, be thou opened. And immediately the man is able to hear and speak. Looking at this event, we see our Lord's great love for this man. Not only does he desire him to be cured, but he actually does it. He actually restores hearing to the man's ears and speech to his tongue. And then we realize that our Lord has done the same for us. After Adam's sin, we too were like the man in today's Gospel. We were deaf and dumb in our relation to God. But at our baptism, during which the same actions and words which our Lord used in curing the deaf mute were used on us, during our baptism we received the gift of faith, which not only cured our souls from the wounds of sin, but also opened our ears to the words of truth and our mouths to the praise of God, to praise Him not only by words, but most especially by leading a good and holy life. Seeing this, that is, by a brief study of just one event in our Lord's life, we realize how grateful we should be for the great love God has shown us. And this moves us to resolve to never place any obstacle in the way of that love by sin. My dear friends, not only today's Gospel, but every moment in our Lord's life is an example of God's love for us. And the more we consider God's love, the more we will be moved to love Him in return. That is why we should spend some time each day thinking about the life of our Lord. We should consider his life during our morning and evening prayers. We consider it during our daily rosary. That is why the rosary is so helpful if we use it correctly. For the rosary brings to mind the mysteries of the life of our Lord. Or we can take time to meditate, which is an extremely beneficial practice. That is, we put aside 10 to 15 minutes to think about our Lord and his love for us. We should especially make a point to think about the mysteries of our Lord's passion. For St. Alphonsus tells us, there is no exercise more apt to enkindle in our hearts the fire of divine love than to meditate on the passion and death of our Savior. My dear friends, how often we are moved by mere human love, by the love of family members and friends, which is a good in itself. But if we so cherish the love of a mother, of a father, of a sister or a brother, of a spouse or of a friend, if we so cherish these human loves, which are but mere reflections of the infinite love which God has for us, how much more then should we not cherish and be moved by God's love? But for us to do this, we must remind ourselves of it. For our weak human nature has a tendency to forget what it cannot see, and to take for granted the gifts it has been given, even the most sublime. Therefore, my dear faithful, remind yourself of God's love each day. Take time to consider and meditate on the life of our Lord and his passion. And pick a prayer of love, a short vocal prayer that you will say to God over and over again throughout the day, telling him that you love him, so that you too will be moved not only to praise God with your lips, but also, and more importantly, to lead a holy life, a life of love for love of him. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.